Hey, we are now joined by the 2024 NASCAR Cup Series champion, Joey Logano. Joey, the 10th driver to win three or more championships in his career. Outstanding season, four wins this year, second in the NASCAR Cup Series, won the All-Star race, and now ends the season with your third championship. We'll go right to questions. I'm sure there's going to be several. Start here with Lee and move about the room.
Lee Spencer, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio and CatchFriends.com. I think what, you know, you reflect on this about how hard this is to do the back-to-back, the multiple championships, and Team Penske to do this, something that hadn't been done since Hendrick in 2009, 2010. Can you just speak to how hard it is to run, you know, championships like this?
Yeah, I don't know how to put in the words how hard it is, but I think anyone listening that has probably done anything in professional sports understands it probably as good as anybody that, you know, you put the best of the best at their profession doing this, you know, the same thing with one common goal, and the competition is always trying to get better, right? And everybody's wanting to win. It just gets harder and harder to do, right? The field gets closer and closer every year. Just, it's tough. It's hard to find an advantage over anybody anymore. So to see that Team Penske has done that, for one, shows that, you know, Roger's a fantastic leader. You got to think of, you know, the management of Cindric, Mike Nelson, Travis Geisler, for sure. You know, those guys, they're our leaders, right? I mean, those are the guys that make the decisions on everything. So, you know, you got to think that it starts at the top and starts to work its way through. And, you know, they've done a good job at hiring people. They say it all the time. It's hard to get in and it's hard to leave, right? That's what Team Penske is. And, you know, we're expected to win. And, you know, the culture is that exactly, that we're going to win and we're going to do it in a professional way. And it doesn't have to be said anymore. So that's our brand. That's what we are. So to be sitting here again, celebrating together, you know, I told you a little bit earlier when we were talking, just what it means. It's just, it's so cool to see everyone celebrating together. You know, it's gets more special every time because it's the people that you work with for a long period of time. You grind it out every day, together. And, you know, after working there for whatever, it's been 13 years or so now, you know, you get a lot of relationships built up over that amount of time. So winning together means more than ever to me, which makes this championship one of the most special ones, is that, you know, you have that relationship with everyone a little bit more. So
one other quick nugget I couldn't find in my notes quick enough, but fifth driver to win three cup championships under the age of 35, joining Jimmy Johnson, Richard Petty, Jeff Gordon, and David Pearson. So pretty good list right there, Joey. We'll go up here to Bob next.
Bob Pockrass, Fox Sports. How do you go from winning one regular season race to winning three of the final 10 all at different tracks?
I'm going to sound like a broken record, but it's people. And I also just think that, you know, we thrive under pressure, right? I put myself in high pressure moments. You know, part of the reason why I came up here yesterday and started talking crap a little bit is that it puts more pressure on me. And it seems like that helps. It's not comfortable, but it seems like, as a driver personally, I'm better that way. I think as a team, we thrive under those situations. That's why we have a lot of playoff wins in comparison to the regular season percentage wise. So, I think that's a big piece of it. You know, we got the attitude that we're never out of it. And I think that's what's kept us going and shows in the playoffs so much is plenty of seasons, and this season in particular, that, you know, midway through it, we could have called it a rebuilding year, right? But that would have been the loser thing to say. We kept grinding and figuring it out and getting a little bit better and a little bit better and got the All-Star win, which was great, and then able to lock ourselves in the playoffs and then winning the most important races, right? We said it so many times that, you know, winning Vegas, the first race in the round of eight, that's what it's about. You know, that gives you the opportunity to focus in. And, you know, we didn't run good in the last 2 weeks because we didn't focus on them. We didn't even care. And we showed up here and you know, was able to, you know, be fast off the truck, qualify well, you know, lead a lot of laps in the first stage. And we got ourselves back a little bit there further than I wanted to, but able to have a restart at the end that got us back to the lead and, you know, able to race Blaney to the end. I mean, that's I mean, for Roger Penske and everyone at Team Penske, I don't think you can draw it up any better. You know, to see a 1-2 finish like that, not only in the race but in the season, that's pretty remarkable.
We'll go to Dustin, then Zach, and he'll go upstairs.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. For a kid who grew up a Jeff Gordon fan to be now one championship away from tying Jeff Gordon, what does that mean, and what goes through your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I really think about it much, and I kind of said that earlier. You know, I honestly, you know, I says as you get older, you start to care more about the other people that are in it with you, and to me, that's the coolest part. You know, it's just the first, you know, 20, 30 minutes of when you get out of the car, that is what you do this for. The moment of seeing, you know, my wife and kids come up, that's the best. Like, that's literally, like, that's why we do it. You know, those moments you cannot replicate without winning a championship. There's nothing like it. You know, I talk about the grind. You know, you there's not many people that see every bit of it, right? And Mondays aren't usually fun, and you come home and you're mad and you're upset, and sometimes that, well, all the time that falls on my wife. So being able to celebrate together, that's what makes it special. You know, with the team being there, they go through the same thing. You know, we talk about their significant others, their home, and they're raising kids on their own a lot of times because we're gone. You guys know it. You guys travel every week. You guys have families. It's hard. And this is the goal that we do it, right? My parents are back there. The time and the effort that they took to go around the racetrack with me as a kid, like, that's a huge commitment. You know, you think about the amount of times my old man would just go around the country, not really knowing what the hell we were doing. I'm not a second-generation, third-generation racer. We were just figuring it out together. We were having fun, you know, and to be here now and hearing what you just said, being one championship away from, you know, legends like Jeff Gordon, but being in the same category as a Darrell Waltrip and, you know, some of these others, it's just, I mean, it's mind-boggling. Just so crazy to think about it. You know, when you start talking about some of these legends right now, I obviously got to think about Bobby Allison, that we lost one of our legends, and the Allison family's meant a lot to my racing career. Donnie, in particular, the most. You know, he was we raced these Allison Legacy cars, and you know, we didn't know what we were doing. And I had a great birth certificate that let me race for a little bit until Donnie figured it out. But it's we had a lot of fun with him. He's taught me a lot on how to drive race cars, and so obviously in moments like this, not only in winning, but in the tragedy that it is, losing Bobby on this weekend is very emotional.
Go to Zach.
Zach Sterniello, NASCAR.com. Joey, congratulations. What was that final 20-lap run like once Blaney got to second? Coleman told you you had about a tenth of a lap to give. Were you conserving any? Did that help negate any of that pressure? What did you feel mentally going through that final 20-lap run?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you look at the restart, and it was 70 to go. I believe it was somewhere around there. Took off, got the lead. I was like, oh, okay, we're in good shape. And we were better in the 24, so we were pulling away. Blaney got stuck in fourth. I'm like, okay. I just had to manage. This could be a really long run. And then, you know, so I kind of started managing my car once I got a couple seconds out. I'm like, all right, I'm in a good spot here. I just got to manage it. And then Blaney got cleared. And I was like, oh, I better start going. I started hearing how fast he was. And to be able to pass cars these days, you got to be faster, like a lot faster, to pull the moves off. So I knew once he cleared the Hendrick cars, and they weren't going to make it easy for him either, that he was going to be lights out fast. So I started going. I got to go. And he started, you know, catching me at a pretty rapid rate, and to your point, those last 20 laps. And really with, you know, 13, 14 to go, he was there, you know, and it was one mistake away. And my car couldn't quite turn as good as his. So it's a really big challenge to be able to, one, put dirty air on his line, but my fastest line wasn't where he was. He was able to make the bottom work really, really well on both ends, but like below the yellow line in one and two, and even the bottom of three and four, but that wasn't my fastest lane. So it's like, I got to go fast, but I got to put the dirty on him. And Coleman did a fantastic job at whipping the horse as much as he could to get me going, but also giving me the information that I needed to be able to hold him off. So, yeah, it's a very intense. It went from, all right, we're looking good, to, oh, shit, here he comes. So Ryan is, I mean, this is no secret to anyone in here. Ryan is a tremendous race car driver. He is so fast. He pushes me a lot, more so than any other teammate I've ever had. He pushes hard. You know, so to be able to, you know, race him to the end, it was fun. But honestly, I knew that was going to be our toughest competition going into the weekend. I said that to our guys. I said, you know, Blaney's going to have the speed. We gotta beat him on the details. That's where we have the advantage over them. But the speed knob, he's got turned up pretty high. So, you know, everything worked out well. And like I said, the details at the end of the restart and getting out there and managing, that was really the difference. How much of that was windshield versus mirror? 50-50. Once he started catching me, it's a lot more in a mirror. But yeah, I mean, you're, I mean, I don't know. I'm looking at both all the time. You know, it's kind of hard to say.
We'll go up to the press box for a question.
Jerry Jordan kicking the tires at net. Joey, you heard Ford talk about the championships, three championships of, you know, five drivers under 35. There's only 10 total. You know, that you are becoming that legend that you were mentioning a while ago. And how many more championships do you have? I know you're not hanging up your racing shoes anytime soon. So how many more championships do you have? How many more do you want?
All of them. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I tell you guys every year when the season starts, the goal is to win the championship. So as many years as I got left is as many as I want to get. I don't really know what that is yet. But I've still enjoy winning. And it's so I'm going to keep going.
Anything else from the press box? All right, I'll come back down to here. We'll go to Matt Weaver over here.
Matt Weaver, Sports Not. The Winston Cup purists are out in full force tonight, as you might imagine. And I'm curious, you know, they say, well, 17.4 average finish or whatever it is, right? And he's not a real champion. Is there anything you would say to that subset of the fan base?
No. No. I got nothing to say to him. I got a pretty sweet trophy right now. I've been laughing all the way to the bank.
And the only reason I thought you might have something to say is that you came in here yesterday and you said that you wanted to come in today and step on everyone's throat. And at the time, I thought that was kind of bold, because the thing in sports is always you don't give the other team bulletin board material. So is there any part of you or Paul or RP that's like, Joey, you shouldn't do that? And do you feel any sort of trepidation in making such a bold declaration like that?
I told you I work better under pressure. I got to put pressure on myself, and you know, that's one of the ways. The race started weeks ago, right? And in here is part of the race, so it never stops. And you know, to your point about, you know, championships and what it is, the only reason why they don't say this about other sports is because they didn't change the playoff system. But the playoff system in other sports is not much different than what this is. You can have a great regular season. It seeds you better for the playoffs, right? Now, that doesn't mean you're guaranteed to go all the way to the Super Bowl or the Stanley Cup Finals or the NBA Finals. It doesn't matter. It might help you. And it's the same way in NASCAR, the way we have the rules now, is that you set yourself up much better, right? You look at the way we came into the playoffs versus the 5, the 45. You know, those guys that scored, you know, 15 playoff points for winning the regular season championship, that's 3 wins worth of points in 3 races. That's hard to make up that amount of points. And they have the same opportunity to go out there and win and move on to the next round. So for someone to say this isn't real, it's a bunch of bullshit, in my opinion. That's wrong. This is something that everyone knows the rules when the season starts. And, you know, we figured out how to do it the best. And figured out how to win. It's what our team's been able to do for the last 3 years. So I don't like people talking that way. You know what I mean? Because if the rules were the old way, we would play it out differently, wouldn't we? So I just think that's just a bunch of hearsay back there, and people have just got to accept what the times are. Times change, right? And I don't know if you have a lot of the moments that we have today without the playoff system that we have, right? Like, do you want to see the championship crown with 3 races to go? Because that's what used to happen. That's pretty boring. You got do-or-die moments. You got the pressure. You got all these things going on in the last 10 weeks. You have guys trying to get into the playoffs. You have that storyline. Gosh, I mean, how many storylines can we make? It's amazing, right? I mean, like, for people to complain, it makes me mad. It makes me so frustrated to hear that because – golly, man, it is awesome. Like, I watched the Xfinity Series, obviously, in the Truck Series, and it's hard for me to talk about the Cup Series because I'm in it, but I watch those races as a fan, whether it's from the booth or it's on, just on TV like I did last night. That's entertaining stuff. Like, I'm glued to my TV, especially a lot more during the playoffs than I am during the regular season. What's wrong with that? Like, golly, man, I don't know. Makes me mad. Sorry. I'm not sorry.
We'll go to Kelly next.
KellyCrandallRacer.com. Congratulations, Joey. Who is Joey Logano in the regular season versus what becomes of Joey Logano in the postseason?
I don't know. I guess it's just closer to the goal and... I become more intense, probably a little shorter fused, and I don't know. I try to achieve the same like intensity level all year long, but it just seems like when it comes down to the end, you find another gear, and it's really hard to get to it a lot of times. But yeah, I think that's throughout the whole team too, right? It's not just me.
This team, we talked about it in Vegas when you won Vegas about how. This team finished the regular season 15th in the standings, but you were ready for the reset. You were so confident. To have the regular season you had and then to put together this postseason and it end with a third championship, is there a message in there about what type of team this is or how everyone should view this team and what you're capable of if they weren't already, quote-unquote, taking you seriously?
Well, I mean, you look at all 3 championships – that we have now, the recipe is pretty similar. I don't think any of them that we came into is the favorite, right? The first one was the big 3 and me, right? Like, they won all the races, and I was the underdog, right? And we won the first race into the round of 8, and we felt like we were the favorites, and we were. And then it happened in 22, it happened in 24. Like, it's the same thing, you know, so... You found something that works, and it's so easy to say it here, like, oh, why don't you just do that every year? Like, it's hard to do that, right? It's not easy to win the races and things to work out the way they did. But, gosh, I mean, it's hard for me not to look back at, like, just the roller coaster of the Roval to Vegas from, you know, that quick change of events to be sitting here 3 weeks later, just crazy. You know, it's just hard to call what the sports are. Just know I'm super blessed to be up here tonight, to have the team that I got, to get through and fight and have the endurance for the whole year to be able to do that together. Yeah, I couldn't ask to be with a better race team than the people I got. The Paul Wolf, a tremendous leader. Working with our engineers and Shaggy and Joe and Gronk, our car chief, and everybody that works on these things. I just we all do it together, and that's what makes it so special. I know we hear that, and it sounds so like a broken record compared to everybody other champion that probably sat up here, is that everyone does it together. But to see the way Paul does it, how we all sit in a room and spend a lot of time together, very honestly with each other, and it hurts sometimes. They'll point it all out, but you were able to become a better team because of it. And doing it together and not just having, Paul make the calls all by himself, but we're all in it together. That's what makes these moments even more special. That's what makes Paul a great leader. I always call him playoff Paul, and then there's championship for Paul, and they just keep leveling up. And 6 o'clock this morning, we're all sitting in the Penske bus going over everything again. It's my man works, and he wants it bad, so it's fun to do it together.
I'll go over here to the left. third seat.
Crystal Clay, Racing Refresh. Kelly kind of asked about this already, but I just want to clarify. On Thursday, you mentioned that you usually learn something about yourself post, like at the end of the season, and say, dang it. looking back now that you have the championship, is there anything you feel like you learned about yourself as a competitor that you didn't realize earlier this year?
too soon to tell. I'll kind of go back and forth a little bit on it, but as strong of a playoff run and the winning the three races in the playoffs, like, that's fantastic, but there's obviously a lot of areas that we can be better as a team. Like, we can't just relax now and say this is great. We definitely have to find some areas where we're weak, and I can pinpoint three or four of them right now that we need to go to work on. And so, we'll enjoy this, because championships are really hard to come by. So we need to celebrate, and we need to have fun together, and do all the parties and everything that comes along with it. Like, it's really special, and it's really fun to do all that. But we can't forget next year's coming, and the same weaknesses will be there if we don't address them. So give me a little bit of time.
We'll go to Jordan next.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. I apologize, this kind of was asked, but if a driver wins three championships in 7 years, they're going to be praised, and as one of the greats, that kind of thing. It seems like in your case, though, you almost have to defend your record because of this format and everything like that. Do you get sick of that?
It's been my whole career, bud. from the very beginning. it's just what it is. I got thick skin. Bring it on.
Sorry, again, it's fast. What is it with the even year thing? Come on.
I don't know. I'm starting to believe in this stuff. I've always been Mr. Anti-Luck, Anti-Superstitions. I always do the opposite of what people say you should do. And when people say good luck, I say I don't need it. There's no such thing. And I don't know. I don't know what it, I don't believe it's luck. I still don't believe it's luck, but it is kind of weird that it's gone this way. I promise you I'll try hard next year too. I don't understand it though. Hopefully we break the streak next year. That'd be cool. I'd much rather break it by making the championship four on an odd year than missing it on an even year. So let's do it again next year.
We'll go upstairs for another question. Press box.
Chris NightCatchFans.com. Joey, this is the third consecutive Cup championship for Team Penske, but you guys are undefeated in the Gen 7 era. I was just wondering how important that is for not only your team, but also for Roger Penske.
Obviously, it's huge. Like I said up here earlier, finishing three championships in a row is great, but finishing 1-2, having two cars in championship four, that's hard. That's hard to do, to prepare a couple cars, having two championship capable teams. Just as easily we won, the 12 could have won tonight. Both our cars were fairly equal, depending on what part of the run we're talking about. Both the teams are solid. all the way through, top to bottom. So, I mean, it's really like, geez, like how do you do that, right? I mean, it's very impressive that we've been able to do that. You know, and you bring up the next gen, you know, the car. Like, the car has never been more alike, so the details never mattered more than they do right now. So that's a big piece to be proud of, is that, you know, it's not like we're getting beat by, you know, money or being beat by having different parts and pieces and not being able to create a spindle quick enough. Like, we all got the same ones, right? Like, it's not a design thing. It's all the same. So the details and the people matter the most now.
Go to Cole.
Cole Cusimano with the Arizona Republic. Congratulations, Joey. Your win tonight marked your fourth at Phoenix. That puts you, or ties you, second all time on the wins list here. What has this place meant to you throughout your career, and how special has it been to now win two titles here at Phoenix?
Yeah, I think all of them have been special. I think my first win here was when we locked into the Championship Four. The first time, I think. And we won here. It was the last race before COVID, and we had a few weeks to, I would say, enjoy it, but it wasn't enjoyable at all. and then a couple championship wins. They all been pretty interesting and special in their own ways. So first time I've thought about that, but neat to click off, you know, four wins at Vegas now and here. Pretty neat to be stacking those numbers up.
Go to Jenna.
Jenna Fryer, AP. Roger, when he was in here, we talked about they opened the season with the 24 hours of Daytona win, the two sports car championships. Shell Pennzoil won a championship today. They won the Indy 500. He just was an IndyCar championship shy of a full season sweep, which he considers one of the best years in team history. So what does that mean to you to be a part of that?
Yeah, I mean, it's you want to perform for Roger, right? I mean, he's the guy he took the chance on me, right? When you think about it, 13 years ago, I didn't have options. Like, this was the option. And, you know, to think that he took that chance, that Shell took that chance, Ford took that chance. I'm a driver that, you know, won Xfinity races, but that was really it. To grow into what we are now is something I take a lot of pride in. But to see the others of Team Penske, and you think about what Team Penske is today, racing in all the different, you know, forms of motorsports and winning in all of them, like, where else do you want to go, right? Like, this is where you go to win, right? Like, don't you want to win? You surround yourself with that, with a winner, that's what happens, right? And my dad's back here, so this is one of his favorite quotes. It's one of my favorites too, is that you can't soar like an eagle if you're working with a bunch of turkeys, right? And that's, you know, there's a lot of eagles there, right? There's a lot of really smart people, a lot of driven individuals, and that goes through so many different forms through Penske, right? Like, we're talking about motorsports, but gosh, I talked to Roger yesterday, and he's talking about his Porsche dealerships and his, you know, the Ford dealership up in Dearborn now, and this guy's everywhere. And he's telling me all the places he was, and I'm like, "Geez, dude!" Like, it made what we're doing look small when he was telling me everything was going on. I was like, "Well, this doesn't seem like a big deal at all, does it?" And obviously, it is. I'm joking, but yeah, I've never met anybody that has more stuff going on than Roger Penske, and he's got some great people around him that go with him everywhere, right? And that go and do it together. It's really neat to see how that works. And obviously, I take a lot to apply in my life as well.
Now we have several more questions, but we only have time for one more, and we'll wrap up here with John Newby. Go ahead, John.
John Newby, Savage Ventures. So in one of your earlier interviews tonight, you mentioned losing the seat at Gibbs and just your career from that point on. I was curious, how big of a chip on your shoulder did that give you? And at this point, is that now an advantage?
I'm sure it's probably a bit of a motivator. I don't think it's the number one motivator, but you like to prove people wrong, don't you? You know what I mean? Like, you like to shut up the critics. You know, not that I have anything bad to say about JGR. Like, I think they're a great race team, and I understand the decision they made. Like, we weren't winning. Something has to change. Like, there's nothing, like, against them in any way. And they're a great race team. It just didn't work, unfortunately. But do you take that with you when you leave a little bit? Yeah, well, you probably do. You're a little bitter about it, right? I mean, you ever been fired? Anyone in here ever been fired? No? Just me? What? Yeah, you're a little bitter about it, weren't you?
Yeah.
Right? And then when you're successful somewhere else, it's kind of like, yeah, heh. You know? Like, of course. Like, I don't know. That's human. It's just human. You know, I'm no different than you guys when it comes to that stuff.
Okay, Joey, well, congratulations on a third championship. Outstanding season. Thanks for the time and enjoy your celebration.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good off season.